JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we check out the recently opened wellness center at Sabina Park. And later, we highlight one female trailblazer who has helped to put Jamaica on the map. We're going Roundabout JA. Please, come with us.
Ganja can be legally grown in Jamaica, but to do this, you must have a license, and it must only be grown for scientific research and religious purposes as a sacrament in adherence to the Rastafarian faith. Each household may grow up to 5 ganja plants for personal use. Remember, smoking in public is illegal. To get more information, call the National Council on Drug Abuse at 564-HELP. That's 564-4357.
The National Health Fund and Chase Fund have partnered with the Jamaica Cricket Association to establish a gym and wellness center at Jamaica's premier cricket ground, Sabina Park. The gym, constructed at a cost of $54,000, was officially opened on Thursday, March 18. The facility has been endorsed by Minister of Entertainment, Sports, Culture and Gender Affairs, Olivia Grange, who is encouraging the Jamaica Cricket Association to implement a proper plan for its maintenance.
After the dust is settled and the facility is up and running fully, please never lose focus that this health and wellness center must be preserved. Far too often we put facilities in place, but not a proper plan for their maintenance.
Minister Grange noted that the establishment of the Wellness Center fits into the government's plans for providing support infrastructure for the nation's athletes. And project manager at the Chase Fund, Paulette Mitchell, says the facility will help encourage wellness and healthy lifestyles among sports personnel, schools, and special interest groups in the wider environs of the park. Under Vision 2030, Jamaica will become much better at conserving energy use in households and business places. Jamaica will have a modern and efficient energy sector that provides affordable and reliable energy to citizens. To find out more, visit vision2030.gov.jm. We continue to highlight the contribution of female trailblazers who've helped to shape the Jamaica we know today. Today's trailblazer made her debut on the swimming scene at the age of 4. Since then, she has almost single-handedly been making waves for Jamaica in the sport. In 2014, she won gold in the 100-meter breaststroke at the FINA World Short Course Championships in Doha, Qatar, making her the first black woman and first Jamaican to win a swimming world title. Find out the name of today's trailblazer when we return.
The Legal Aid Council insists on the right of clients to consult a lawyer. An assigned counsel must take full instructions from the client, inquire into client's physical well-being if in custody, advise the client, and ensure all client rights are observed.
We help you get there.
Are you a small business owner looking for ways to increase your profits? The Development Bank of Jamaica will help you with a grant to provide the business support services you need. Contact your financial institution or call us and ask about the DBJ's voucher for technical assistance.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Strength of a woman. Today's female trailblazer is Alia Atkinson. GSAT is now behind you and the preparation for a new chapter in your life has begun. Don't be caught off guard. Research and ask questions about high school life so you'll be prepared when the time comes. That tip was brought to you by the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information in association with the Jamaica Information Service. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again next time when we'll highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.